tips for using statistics.
Use statistics to quantify your ideas. The main value of statistics is to give your ideas numerical precision. This can be especially important when you are trying to document the existence of a problem. Examples can bring the problem alive and dramatize it in personal terms. But your listeners may still wonder how many people the problem actually affects. In such a situation, you should turn to statistics. Research has shown that the impact of examples is greatly enhanced when they are combined with statistics that show the examples to be typical. Use statistics sparingly. As helpful as statistics can be, nothing puts an audience to sleep faster than a speech cluttered with numbers from beginning to end. Insert statistics only when they are needed, and then make sure they are easy to grasp. Identify the sources of your statistics. Figures are easy to manipulate. This is why careful listeners keep an ear out for the sources of a speaker's statistics. Explain your statistics. Statistics don't speak for themselves. They need to be interpreted and related to your listeners. Notice how effectively U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell did this in a speech to the United Nations General Assembly during a special session on the international AIDS crisis. Many speakers have noted the dreadful toll that AIDS is taking, but let me try to make it more relevant. This hall holds about 2,000 people. By the time the 3 hours of this session elapse, 2,000 people around the world, just about the same number who are here, will be newly infected with HIV/AIDS. That's one for every person in this room. In some countries, the infection rate is so high that one in three of us, the delegate to your right, the delegate to your left, or you yourself, would be HIV positive. Whenever you use statistics in your speeches, think of how you can make them meaningful to your audience. Rather than simply reciting figures about, say, the short-term and long-term consequences of excessive drinking on college campuses, find a way to bring those figures home to your audience. Round off complicated statistics. Mount Kilimanjaro is 19,341 feet high. The official world land speed record is 622.287 miles per hour. The world's highest waterfall has a total drop of 3,212 feet. The population of Saudi Arabia is 23,513,330 people. The moon is 238,855 miles from the Earth. These are intriguing figures, but they are too complicated to be readily understood by listeners. Unless there is an important reason to give exact numbers, you should round off most statistics. You might say that Mount Kilimanjaro is 19,300 feet high. The world land speed record is more than 622 miles per hour. The world's highest waterfall has a drop of some 3,200 feet. The population of Saudi Arabia is more than 23 million. And the moon is 239,000 miles from the Earth. Use visual aids to clarify statistical trends. Visual aids can save you a lot of time, as well as make your statistics easier to comprehend. We shall discuss visual aids in detail in a later chapter. For the moment, keep in mind that they can be helpful in presenting statistical information.